Mikveh is not a Karaite. So the question was asked, how could it be biblically prohibited to take off a kippah? The Torah tells us, V'lo telchu b'chukot ha'goyim asher ani mishalach mipneichem. Next week's parasha, Achrimos Kedoshim. And Achrimos, I think, or Kedoshim, one of the two, Torah says, don't go in the way of the nations that I'm kicking out of the land from before you. Chazal say, what does it mean, don't go in the way of the nations? Chazal say one of two things. Obviously, it means don't do their idol worship, but Chazal say it encompasses either things that they do that are inexplicable, all kinds of superstitious things, which we assume stem from their pagan ways, or else it encompasses things that we do differently than them out of modesty. So if Jews ordinarily in Chazal's time, they took a short haircut, and the non-Jews would grow these long locks of hair in the front and in the back and all over, so that was considered something that we did differently than them out of modesty. If someone were to unnecessarily just grow his hair because he wants to have beautiful locks of hair, then that, at some point that could fall under that category. Now obviously this is defined by the times. This is a biblical prohibition that gets defined by the norms of the time. We don't say because the non-Jews wear suits, we shouldn't wear suits. We don't say that, right? Because it's not something they're doing out of haughtiness or that we're doing differently out of modesty. But things that we do differently out of modesty, so then if one were to change from that, one could find himself in transgression of this biblical prohibition. Don't go in the ways of the nations that I've removed from before you, the nations of Israel. Now, it's not only the nations of Israel, it means the nations of the world in general. Being that over the last few centuries it's become accepted throughout the world, throughout 99% of the world, that Jews do wear a head covering, and that head covering is supposed to represent Yarmulko, Yorei Mei Eloko. Yarmulko means fearing the God that's above. So if I'm wearing a kippah, that's indicative of the fact that I recognize that God is above me, that's supposed to be a sign of modesty, and now I'm going to take it off, and now I'm going to look like anyone without it, so then I could be touching upon that prohibition. If someone is in the workplace where he has to remove his kippah, let him talk to his local Orthodox rabbi and see what solutions can be found. But at the end of the day, that's how something which originated as an act of piety in the times of the Talmud and in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, it was still the pious who wore a kippah. Not everyone walked around with a kippah. And then it evolved into a custom of all of the Jewish people. And in the last few centuries, all Jews wear kippot all the time, except for one or two communities. You still have a few communities of Sephardim who did not accept this custom, and they're perfectly kosher Sephardim. You know, if their daughter wanted to marry my son, so if everything else made sense, I'd have no issue with it. You know, it's fine. That's their custom. They don't wear...
Do they wear it for davening?
For davening, they wear it. For blessings, they wear it. I used to have a neighbor. We were apartment buildings, like, his window was here, my window was here, literally. We could, like, pass one another food. So I'd be sitting for supper, and he'd sit down right next to me in his window. And we'd go like this, and he'd pull out his kippah out of his pocket, put it on his head, and sit down to eat his supper. Or he'd have it at home. He didn't even have it in his pocket. Sephardi neighbor. So this isn't in Israel. This is out in the U.S. in Brooklyn, where you have the Chalabi community who never accepted this custom. So that's fine. Their community doesn't have this custom, but most of Israel has. It's the few exceptions that haven't. And so if one were to change from it, he could find himself transgressing a biblical prohibition.
Which community is it?
Chalabi. Clear, David? I think it's Chalab is in Syria, no?
Okay.
I think. On this point or something else, Ruben? Okay, yes, sir.